Oh, Christian friends, for a sanctified imagination that ventures all, that's prepared to risk it for the glory of God. It may be that the Lord will work for us. How far are you willing to venture on that word, maybe? And Jonathan was submissive, wasn't he? And we must be. Yes, the Lord may say no. But they don't sit there waiting, don't they? Because he'll probably say no. They go. And it's only when they go that they discover, actually, the Lord has opened the door for them. They don't find out before and until they go. Only then, when they've actually got there, shown themselves, does John then say, ah, come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel. So Christian friends, we will be submissive. We must be submissive. But let not the fear of failure, let not the fear of no, let not the fear of, well, maybe it's unlikely that God would be with us in such a situation to do such a thing. Let not that stop us from going forward in faith. And Christian friends, like Jonathan, there will be danger. If you go in faith, you will get hurt. But all for a holy recklessness that doesn't mind the thorny way down and the slippery way up and hand-to-hand combat that sees the opportunities of the day, not just the difficulties and the dangers. And Christian friends, are we going to mind their mockery? Are we? When they say, oh, come up to us and we'll teach you a lesson, we'll show you something. Think of Richard Dawkins' scorn. Has he written in the God Delusion, the whole point of religious faith, he says, its strength and chief glory is that it does not depend upon rational justification. Richard Dawkins having a little chuckle. But we don't mind their laughter, do we? We don't mind their derision, their scorn. We'll simply take it as our cue for action. Now's the time when we stand up and go forward for the Lord. And Jonathan was jealous for the honour of the Lord. Does the honour of the Lord keep you awake at night? Does it keep you awake? We must do something. We must stir ourselves. God's glory is at stake. I can't rest. You know, Paul goes to Athens, doesn't he? He sees the place is given over to a forest of idols. And he's oppressed by it. His spirit is restless. I can't leave it like this. I must go to where the people are and I must debate with them and I must tell them about the true and the living God. I can't leave it like this. Does it keep you awake at night? God's honour, God's glory. Does that constrain you to risk everything for the kingdom of God? So Christian friends, let's not sit with disobedient Saul. Come, let's go with Jonathan. Our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but as we wield the sword of the Spirit, it may please God to take those first few blows and so magnify them that strongholds of Satan are thrown into panic and confusion and sinners are saved. And the kingdom of darkness is thrown into retreat. And the churches of Jesus Christ are revived to the glory of God. So the Lord saved Israel that day.